The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training or cultural transformation. AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A fellow who recently swallowed a dictionary said it was thesaurus his throat had ever been. Thesaurus.
Oh, really, Tim?
The world's shortest commercial flight is only 47 seconds. So,
and we don't have time for stowing. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR, and I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Brother Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
I guess on Fridays I should call you Professor Ed.
Professor.
And Professor J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's. Try not to offer marriage and love advice, but you listening, if you haven't bought a gift for your spouse or your sweetheart, I just want to encourage you to go over the top. Yes, it's expensive, but they're worth it. Get your spouse a carton of eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you have to make payments, they do a lot. It's worth it.
Yeah. Better yet,
show them how cherished and loved they are.
Bring them home some chickens.
Well, that might even do it.
I'm talking KFC now.
Right, right.
I'm talking about live ones.
Just forget about what Dave Ramsey might say. If you have to go into debt to get this done, do it.
To get that carton of it. Yeah. Hey, one of our listeners, John Evans, sends us some funny memes and things. And saw one that's got the Geico lizard, or I guess it's not a lizard, it's a Geico, but the Geico gecko lizard's there and said, I just saved a bundle on Valentine's by switching to single.
All right, Trivia Friday deals on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. We're going to ask three questions each, and we're going to ask you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both, answer and ask a trivia question. And so this today is if you've is first time callers only, or if
no,
you,
it's not. Oh,
can I finish?
Yes. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
It's first time callers. Yeah, you're correct. I stand corrected. It's not first time callers only, but if you're a first time caller, you're welcome to call.
Yes.
Or if you've waited 8 weeks, how about that?
So, all right.
That makes it clear. If you waited 8 weeks to call, since you made appearances on the program, you can feel free to call in as well. So the phone number is what, Ed?
It is 888-589-8840. Tim, we're just wanting you to feel at home. As soon as the words came out of your mouth and you were wrong, we were just going to make sure you knew it. 888-589-8840. At least that's the way it is around my house. Okay. Wrong. 888-589-8840.
That's the spirit of Valentine's Day. Yeah.
And, sweetie, if you're listening, I'm just kidding. This is all in fun.
What's the phone number again?
It's 888-589-8840. I'm going to encourage our listeners. There's not a single person on my computer yet. Those of you thinking you will never get on.
The lines are blocked, evidently.
Oh, they are. Okay. They're lining up.
Yeah, I knew.
And we do ask that you be 11 years old or older.
Yeah, and what JJ, do your part now.
We each offer three questions. Out of these nine original questions, one of these is a mystery question. If you happen to land on the mystery question and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you're going to win yourself a nice AFR cap. It really is good looking. So you woke up this morning not thinking you were going to win anything. Yeah, you thought you were going to get a card, some candy, some roses, get to go out and eat at the restaurant. Mm. But you might even win an AFR cap by answering the mystery question.
And by the way, if you don't win the cap, you can buy one. You can go to resources.afa.net. That's our resource center, resources.afa.net. There's more than hats there, folks. There's other kinds of apparel, but books, CDs, DVDs. I don't know what else. Maybe, you know, the hundredth person to call gets a carton of eggs or something. We'll figure something out. But there's all kinds of great things there at resources.afa.net.
All right, go in.
All right, here are my three questions. Borscht, gazpacho, and Territor are soups with something in common. What is that? Borscht, gazpacho, and Territor are soups with something in common.
Also
what
a great polka band.
Yes.
JJ.
I see those suspenders right now. Close my eyes, see the knickers. Suspenders.
JJ gave me a CD. In the 80s of what's the name
gazpacho?
Of the band?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, the all three.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys make fun, but if I get in some serious legal trouble, that's who I'm calling.
Borscht, gazpacho, and Territor?
Yes.
In Mexico, maybe.
All right. Second question. The packaging of what candy bar declares itself to be crispity, crunchity, and peanut buttery?
Mm-hmm.
The packaging of what candy bar describes itself to be crispity, crunchity, and peanut buttery. Third question. A Portuguese man of war is the name given to the large horses used by knights during the Middle Ages. Is that true or false?
I think they were knights in white satin. Huh? Am I right?
Yeah, thank you. I now get that song stuck in my head. A Portuguese man of war is the name given to the large horses used by knights during the Middle Ages. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. At Kadesh, when preparing to enter the Promised Land, Moses sent spies into the land. How many spies did he send? At Kadesh, when preparing to enter the land God promised them, Moses sent spies into the land. How many spies? Second question, what does an NFL referee signal by stretching his arms out at his sides with his palms down? What does an NFL referee signal?
Help me.
By stretching his arms out at his sides with his palms down. Third question, true or false? Along with Michael and Gabriel, Cupid is one of the few angels actually mentioned by name in the Bible. Is that true or false? Along with Michael and Gabriel, Cupid is one of the few angels actually mentioned by name in the Bible. True or false?
All righty then. Here we go with my questions. What is the name of the fairy tale characters who lived in a house made of candy? What is the name of the fairy tale characters who lived in a house made of candy? All right, number two. Sayings such as beat around the bush, getting cold feet, back against the wall, are all examples of what?
I'd say a graduation speech.
Good point, JJ. All right. Do you understand? Everybody understand that question?
Yeah. Say that one more time.
Okay. Sayings such as beat around the bush, getting cold feet, back against the wall, are all examples of what?
Are you asking for like a some sort of English?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Thanks for not beating around the bush.
Yes.
Just telling us exactly what you're asking us to answer.
Okay, speaking, I'll come back to that later. All right, the stretch of beach along the Gulf of America.
Hi, I like that.
Hey,
you're on the
America.
Yeah, right there on the learning curve. It went over,
went right over my head. That's not hard.
The stretch of beach along the Gulf of America that run. I love Trump, President Trump, but I can't go with this one.
No, I
can't go with it.
You're going to really have difficulty. I'm going to call it
I know he'll cancel me, but yes. I'm going with Gulf of Mexico.
You're going to have real trouble with our 51st state. That's going to really, you're going to really trip over that.
Anyway, that stretch of beach that runs from Gulf Shores, Alabama, whatever Gulf you want to call it.
Right.
Okay. stretch of beach that runs from Gulf Shores to Panama City Beach, Florida, has historically been referred to as what?
Ah, okay.
You guys understand the question?
I am understanding it.
You know the answer?
I think I do.
I do.
Okay. All right. The stretch of beach where millions of people vacation every year that runs from Gulf Shores to Panama City Beach, what has that historically been referred to as? All right, let's go, Ed.
All right. I do want to say that it's going to be a sad day around here when we hear from the White House that because you won't call it the Gulf of America, you've been banished to the wilderness of Greenland, which we also soon will own.
So, no, I'm not going to Greenland. I mean, I'll go visit for a couple of days, but I'm not being banished there.
You refuse.
I will jump off the boat or jump out of the airplane. You can call it suicide if you want to. I'm not living in that.
In Greenland.
I'm not freezing to death in Greenland. That's not how I'm going out.
And folks, you have to know that Tim is our greatest hater of winter.
I hate it.
So
I want to live where it's summertime all year long.
When he says he'll end it before he gets banished to Greenland, he means it.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
All right, let's go to Alabama. Someone needs to save us here. Larry's going to do it. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good to be back with you guys.
Hey, Larry, thank you for calling again. Appreciate it, my friend. How you doing today?
Doing great. Hope y'all are.
We certainly are. All right. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay. Which the questions you want to answer?
Well, I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm going to have to go with the easy one.
Okay.
It's the one about the Man of War.
All right, here's the question, Larry.
The Man of War.
A Portuguese man of war is the name given to the large horses used by knights during the Middle Ages. Is that true or false, sir?
That is false.
Correct. That is false. It is a reference to jellyfish, big jellyfish. That's kind of an easy question, but I'd try to throw a JJ spin on it.
How'd you know that, Larry?
Well, I just knew that the Man of War was a jellyfish.
Yeah, I don't think everybody knew that. I was thinking he ran in the Kentucky Derby.
So next summer, when our family goes down to the Gulf of America,
yes. There you go.
Vacation, I'm going to have to warn my grandchildren against the Man of War. Is that right?
Portuguese Man of War.
That's going to scare them to death.
Yes.
They're going to think some kind of sea creature is going to come up out of the ocean. And
keep your eyes open.
Man of War is going to attack them.
One good thing with this new administration, Man of Wars are not allowed in Women of Wars restrooms. So there's at least one.
Bada boom. That's
one consolation. That's right.
All right, Larry, we are ready for your question, my friend.
All right. Which state's nickname is the Sunflower State?
Boys, is it Kansas?
I think it's Kansas.
It's Kansas, Larry. We got it?
You got it.
Yeah,
you
all the time for ourselves.
Yes.
Hey, do you know one time we had that question a few months back, one of us asked it or something, and there was a gentleman listening in Kansas in the middle of a sunflower.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah,
he called in. And I said, well,
he was on a tractor or something.
He also won the Powerball the next day. It was an amazing streak.
It was a great week for that guy.
Hey, you know, like, what was it? George Washington, Carver, how many ways you
can
use
it? Did you say Washington?
That? Yeah, what did I say? Washington? Yeah, I got slipped off into my Kentucky accent there. You can take the hillbilly out of it. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
But all the ways you can use a peanut, the sunflowers, you know, they got sunflower oil, they've got things you can cook with, all kinds of fragrances, perfume, everything you can imagine from the sunflower.
Sunflower perfume?
Yeah, they use parts of it to do stuff like that. Yeah.
Larry, thanks for calling, my friend. Have you ever won? You've called before. Did you ever win anything?
Yeah, thanks to you. I never have picked the mystery question, but on a couple of my calls, you offered a gift if I did this or did that, whatever, and I correctly answered. So I've won something in that fashion.
Okay. Wonderful. Hey, do you have a question for us, Larry?
He just did. He
yeah,
did
I already gave.
Oh, that was what it was. Oh, yeah, my
it happens
man.
To all
I'm
of
the
us,
sunflower
JJ.
Guy.
You get older.
Oh, man. I go every third trip in the
Thank
kitchen.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it, my friend.
Every third Brother trip Larry. Into the kitchen. I said, now, what I come in here for?
It's getting undeniable.
That is so frustrating.
I used to put it off to, you know, just being busy at work or whatever, but now it's weekends. I just forget.
It's like 30 seconds after you were supposed to come, had a thought, I need to do that, or I need to go here, or whatever, and then you forget.
Yes.
And then you try to retrace your steps, all those tricks you try to do. You know, you look for a piece of yarn around your finger or something, you know, to remind you of what you just thought about.
Right.
You know?
About a week ago, I opened the fridge. And there was the TV remote. And so my wife who gets...
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious. My wife who gets less sleep than anybody, first one up, last one to go to bed, so many plates spinning. So she does have an excuse. But I thought, oh, man, at least I've got a ways to go. I got a ways to go. Yeah, I'm not going to tell that story on national radio.
You need to
radio.
Take her out to dinner tonight and give her a new remote
for
Valentine's Day.
I think it actually charged the batteries up a little bit.
You put it in rice?
No.
Oh, okay. If you put it in rice, it'll charge it up.
Yeah. Take that moisture right out.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ here on AFR. Next up, Ed.
All right, let's go to Virginia. And Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Fine. How about you?
Cue the birds.
We're doing great.
We're doing good, man.
Where are the birds, Mark? I don't hear them.
Oh, Mark.
Oh, they're just being a little quiet right now.
Okay.
What kind of bird? You got a bird sanctuary? You told us about this before, but what do you got there, Mark?
Oh, just four budgies.
Four buggies.
Budgies.
Oh. Budgies.
Oh, what do they look like?
They're like parakeets.
Right.
Oh, parakeets.
Well, yeah, they are parakeets.
That's right. Exactly. That's what I said.
Is that slang? Is buggy slang for parakeet, or budgie. Is it just another name for
No,
it?
That's kind of like the English way of calling them. Parakeets.
Well, budgies is, I was just being a little more specific.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the appeal, Mark, of having four parakeets around?
Oh, well, they're just a lot of fun and
they have personalities.
They have personalities. Yeah. And if you take the time, and it really does require an effort on your part, you can teach them to fetch the slippers, go out and get the paper off the lawn, but you're going to have to be willing to put the work in. And they're not going to bring in the Sunday edition of the paper.
You know what I'd like to see on TV? Like a parakeet take on a man of war. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be a good match to the death. Or death. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna upset Mark.
Yeah, well, not yet. Yeah,
maybe we'll see that on Animal Kingdom.
I was gonna start talking about praying mantises.
Mark,
we've been down that road.
Mark, answer our do both.
Oh my goodness.
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The Bible one from you.
Yes, sir. Here we go. At Kadesh, when preparing to enter the land God promised them, Moses sent spies into the land. How many spies did he send?
Well, I'll say 12.
12. Yes, sir.
12 spies.
And
hey, Mark.
10 had a bad report. 2 had a good report. Do you remember which 2 had a good report?
2 that had a good report right here on the spot. AFR ball caps headed to Mark and his four parakeets.
It is budgie sized, but.
Yeah, you might have a hard time putting it on them. They're keeping it on either way.
Or keeping it on.
You know what I'm saying? It'd slip
Which
off.
Which
Joshua really. And Caleb.
Joshua and Caleb.
There we go.
Yes, Numbers 13. Those of you that are reading your Bible through this year, we just read that a couple of days ago.
So, Cindy, we'll get Mark's address. And, Mark, you're going to have to break it to the parakeets. We don't have four extra hats for them. Okay, you're going to have to make this one the family hat, okay?
Family hat.
All right. Was that?
He's got a question for us.
Fire away, Mark.
Okay, so if I'm looking out the window and I say there's a legomorph out there, what am I looking at?
In your backyard.
Yes.
You look out the window in your backyard and you say, hey, come over here.
There's a legomorph out there.
Some legomorph.
Legomorph.
They can morph, man.
Well, morph. Okay, hang
morphs,
on. We're going to talk about
into something. Now, you don't have Legos. It's not Legos that have morphed into
Lego
something.
Morph. I don't know.
We're stumped.
Something changing. That's changed.
I think it's like an Algerian dwarf. I think
an Algerian what?
Like an Algerian dwarf.
An Algerian dwarf.
I think I remember that reading about that.
I'm sure you. I think. So okay, you know what, Mark? We're going with Algerian dwarf.
Which is shot in the dark.
Boy, is it?
It, but it's a rabbit.
A rabbit. And
a rabbit.
What do you call? Is that a kind of a rabbit?
That question went down the
rabbit hole.
I like your spirit, Mark.
Yes,
you got four parakeets. You love life. You get an AFR ball cap.
That's what could be better?
What
that's
could be
it.
Better? All right.
Thank
so,
you, buddy.
Legomorph.
Legomorph.
Is that like a?
Is that a type? Yeah. Is that a type of rabbit? What is that?
No, that's the family name.
Huh.
It Legomorph? Includes rabbits and pikas and
Algerian dwarfs. All right, Mark. I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and
we will get
this hat out to you and the Budgies. So,
all right,
congratulations!
Thank you. I tell you what, let's take our break just a little early instead of jumping into questions. Is that okay?
Oh, it's fine with me.
Yes, sir.
JJ needs time to
go. JJ, go,
guys. I'm going to be in Locksburg, Arkansas, this coming Sunday. You are invited.
Where?
Locksburg, Arkansas, about 45 miles north of Texarkana. Locksburg First Baptist Church. I'll be speaking this coming Sunday morning. You're invited.
Amen. Locksburg.
Locksburg,
Arkansas. Gotcha. 45 minutes north of Texarkana.
Yes, sir.
Is that on the Texas-Arkansas line almost?
Right well, of course, Texarkana is. It's pretty far away from the Gulf of America, but it's sort of almost heading towards the middle of Arkansas.
What was that animal we just learned about?
Legomorph. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Legomorphs. Yeah.
Legomorphs.
We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
If we learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why every day Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life and death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. Fight, fight, fight for the babies.
The end of the Civil War was near when quite accidentally a hero who sneezed abruptly seized retreat and reversed it to victory. His medal of honor pleased and thrilled his proud little family group. Some blood was spilled, and so it was planned he'd command F-Troop, where Indian fights are colorful sights, and nobody takes a licking when pale face and red skin both turn chicken.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. What was that in?
That was the theme song to F-Troop. As I was listening, I realized this is probably good canceled.
Oh, the Redskin reference?
Redskin and Paleface.
Paleface? They called us Palefaces?
Yes.
I guess so. Ain't you never seen a John Wayne movie?
What kind of accent was that? All right. That's welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday. Tim, Ed, and JJ, and we thank you for listening. We got some folks that dropped by the studio.
I was going to say Arthur.
The bill collectors.
No, this time it's
not looking
bill.
For you, Ed.
Arthur and Sabrina Mitchell from Jackson, Alabama. And it's wonderful to have faithful listeners who are usually traveling somewhere.
Yeah.
They'll stop here and tour our campus. And
yeah.
We welcome that. Now, absolutely. You have to go online. You know, security is a bigger risk these days. So go online and kind of let
you
us
fill
know.
Out a small
let
form.
Us know you're coming.
That's right. But yeah.
We'll bake a cake.
Always nice to meet our listeners.
Amen.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening and thanks for playing. If you want to get American Family Radio 24/7, just download our app. We have an app. Download it, and you can listen to AFR 24/7, including Trivia Friday. Ed, let's repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
All right, here are my three. I'll have to add one. First question, borscht, gazpacho, and Territor are soups with something in common. What is that? Second question, the packaging of what candy bar declares itself to be crispity, crunchity, and peanut buttery? And then I will toss this one in. We may have had this one not too long ago, but I can't remember. How is white sugar converted into brown sugar? How is white sugar converted into brown
sugar? Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Just identify.
Identify. Think it real hard.
Yeah.
Here's what I've got. First question. What does an NFL referee signal by stretching his arms out at his sides with his palms down? So what is the call when an NFL referee stretches his arms straight out at his sides with his palms down?
Telling you who to bet on.
Second question. True or false? Along with Michael and Gabriel, Cupid is one of the few angels actually mentioned by name in the Bible. Is that true or false? Third question, I'm going to add one. What does a linguist do? What does a linguist do? If you're a linguist, what does a linguist study?
Okay. Here are my three questions. What is the name of the fairy tale characters who lived in a house made of candy?
It was the Gazpacho family, wasn't it?
I think it was. They were right next to the Jeffersons. Remember that show?
Yes, I do.
I came after the F Troop.
Y'all are moving on up.
That was good, JJ. All right, so second question is, sayings or phrases such as beat around the bush, getting cold feet, or back against the wall are all examples of what? Of what? And finally, my third question, the stretch of beach that runs along the Gulf of America from Gulf Shores, Alabama to Panama City, Florida has historically been referenced as what? Or historically been called what? I want to know the answer to that question, whether it's it's the Gulf of something and whatever you want to call it there. I mean, that wouldn't work in the White House.
Right.
I'm just saying. Gulf of Mexico is going to be our generation is going to have to die out before that switches.
Yeah, to become known as Gulf of America.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, all right. Tim, Ed, not so much. Tim and I, there's a community college down the road, and it was IJC, Itawamba Junior College. And when I moved here in the 80s, you know, I'd meet people, oh, yeah, I went to IJC, IJC. They changed it to ICC, and it took about 20 years, because anybody that you, 10 years later, they were still saying they went to IJC, and then it started easing on in, and now people don't even remember that it was IJC.
Yeah.
It takes a while for people
right
convert.
Yes.
Over.
Change.
You're going to really get hammered when we go to the metric system.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, listen, I really do hope I'm dead by the
I'm going to be in Greenland.
Because I can still remember not understanding it when I was in elementary school. You know, we all had to learn it as if, you know, someday we were all going to convert over. And I thought, I don't know how many grams are in a...
Americans are not going to comply.
You don't know how many grams are in a cracker?
With the metric, we're not going over to the metric system. You don't have to worry about that, boys.
I couldn't even fill in the blank there. We're not. We're holding the line. We got more nukes than you do. You want to try to convert us to the metric system? Have at it.
And though you're going to find out how many metrics, how many meters those nukes can go. That's, we shouldn't talk like
that. No. That was, nuclear war is not funny.
It's inappropriate.
It's just not.
It's inappropriate. All right, back to the phone, Jim.
All right, we go to Virginia again, and Aaron is on the line. Aaron, welcome to Trivia Friday. Aaron, you there? Yeah, are you on mute? I heard a little something.
Hello?
There we go.
Aaron, can you hear us? Aaron.
Hello?
All right.
Boy, I hate it. You know what? If you call in on the CB and not like a landline, that'll throws you off and it throws us off.
On the CB.
What is happening on something like that? Are folks putting their phone on mute?
Put Aaron on hold.
I'm going to put Aaron on hold. We'll try to go back.
Send Aaron.
All right, we're gonna go to North Carolina. Who's this Todd fella? Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
You know, I've wondered who this Todd fella is too.
Hello, Todd. Hey,
who am I? That's an age old question, isn't it, Todd?
Why am I here?
Yes, it is. Very philosophical.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Todd, welcome back from Seagrove. You still live in Seagrove, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, welcome back to Trivia Friday. And you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to take a JJ's true or false question.
All right. Here you go. True or false. Along with Michael and Gabriel, Cupid is one of the few angels actually mentioned by name in the Bible. Is that true or false?
That is false.
It is 100% false.
All right, Todd.
Way to go, Todd.
Todd
has some low-hanging fruit there, buddy.
Todd probably could have answered several of the other questions, but Todd, you just couldn't let that one sit out there, could you? You're kind of a Bible scholar.
No, the thing about it is, I know that several of the questions you've had today have been pretty hard. So I did take the low-hanging fruit, as JJ said.
What, Todd, do you know, what are the names of the angels mentioned in the Bible?
There are three.
What are they, Todd?
There's Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer.
Okay,
Lucifer. So you don't think of Lucifer being an angel, but yeah, only three angels.
He went awry.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
He went awry.
Yeah. Lucifer, Michael, and Gabriel.
Right.
Three.
Yeah, and if people thought that Cupid was one, might want to get that Bible out and blow the dust off of it.
There are times when angels are mentioned, but they're not named.
Not named. Right. Yeah. But very rarely are they at the park hovering over sweethearts with a little arrow and not wearing any clothes.
Yeah,
you know,
it's inappropriate.
On every level. chubby little angel with a bow and arrow.
And forcing someone to fall in love
with
somebody
else.
That's what
I'm saying, yeah.
That's wrong.
Hey, what's your question for us, Todd?
Well, I'm going to take you down some musical trivia today.
Tim's
now,
ready.
You have to listen pretty carefully to catch this one. This is going back to the Billboard chart of January 1980. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to name two songs, and you tell me which one was the number one song when the year began, and the other one is the one that actually reached number one later on that month. Are you following me?
Yeah, you're talking January of 80, or what did you say?
Yeah, January of 1980.
Okay, I was a junior in high school. Okay, go ahead.
Right. And I was a senior in high school.
Okay, We're there together. Right.
That's what Tim had his realistic receiver there with his speakers were on cinder blocks with a board across there.
Yeah, we all had those.
All right,
for a while.
Go, Todd.
All right. Okay, I'm going to name the two songs. The first one is Rock With You by Michael Jackson, and the second one is Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holm. Now, I'll repeat the question. Which one of those was number one song when the year began, and which one actually reached number one later on that month?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the Pina Colada song, I think that was like late 70s. So I'm guessing that's the one that started off.
Okay. And then
seems like that's a little older.
And then Rock With You with Michael Jackson after that.
Yeah, that's my guess. But
whatever happened to the Pina Colada song guy? Is that Rupert?
Rupert Murdoch. He went on to own Fox News.
He didn't do bad for himself.
Yeah,
did he?
He used that Pina Colada money to buy himself a news network.
We're gonna say Pina Colada song first, Michael Jackson song second.
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct.
All right.
We need to send us something, Todd.
Send some of those T-shirts back.
I don't know. He's been winning them for a long time.
Well, he's won so many, he always denies it.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, have a great weekend. Yeah, thank you, listening faithfully over the years.
Amen.
That's a good guy right there.
Who's next, Ed?
We go to Mississippi, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. This is awesome.
Well,
hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, John?
Brandon, Mississippi. Hmm.
Okay. Well, welcome to the program. That's about 2.5 hours from where we are. It's
down south, just right outside of Jackson. Yes, I've downloaded the app about 6 months ago, and I've been listening to you guys every day since.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, John.
That app, as Tim always says, has been a game changer for us because folks don't have to they're not tied to a terrestrial radio station. If they travel,
which hurts,
they can still listen. Being tied,
you get tied to a terrestrial radio station, throw
you
back out.
We all know how painful that can be.
Throw you back out.
It's a great thing. Luckily, I work in IT, so while I'm at the computer, I can just keep my headphones in and just listen to you guys. I've listened to Jenna Ellis and all the way through to the news with you guys, and then Todd Herman, all of it.
Wow. Hey, John, I'm going to ask a nosy question, personal question. With you being in IT, there's got to be a little part of you that's really cheering on Elon and his 20-year-old IT geniuses going through the books and doing all the audit with the government.
Oh yeah, it's something. It's a game changer. Amazing.
I mean, that's kind of your wheelhouse, isn't it?
I'm actually in finance, so what I do is look at internal threats and things like that, as well as external outside of the country threats.
Wow. Oh, well, thanks for what you do.
Where's Bitcoin headed?
Man,
you're asking for Tim's asking
years
for
and years ago.
Tim's asking for a friend.
I did a little bit of that about 5 years ago.
Wish I knew.
I dabbled in that a little bit.
Right.
You got to keep up with it, man. So I just said, forget this. I don't have time. Now, some people do, and they love it. I'm talking about the, what do you call it? The
day traders?
Cyber currency, you mean?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Well, hey, John, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
I'll do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
The sayings.
Okay, here we go. John, I'll ask you the question.
Yeah,
it sounds like you know the answer to it.
The Bitcoin sayings.
Sayings such as beat around the bush, getting cold feet, backs against the wall, those kinds of sayings are all examples of what?
I believe it's idiom.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Wow. That's
and you be careful when you call people that.
Yeah, my dad used to call me an idiom all the time.
You can call somebody an idiom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They could mistake that.
You don't pronounce it right.
All right. I tell you what, John, I've got a bonus question for AFR ball cap related to that.
Okay.
So just to be clear, folks, the sayings that I mentioned that John answered correctly is in the English language are called idioms. All right, here's the question for the hat. Bonus question for you, John. We often use this particular idiom to describe being very happy. What is the idiom that we all use to describe being very happy?
If John doesn't get it, I want to hey John, you need to phone a friend. I'll come in for you, buddy. I'll come out of the dugout.
Do you know it, John?
I want to say it's Happy Bunny.
No, that's a kind of ice cream.
That was an ice cream. It was also a dance.
Do the Happy Bunny.
Do the Happy Bunny back in the 60s. You used to see that on TV. American Bandstand, they would do that. Go ahead.
Can I answer? Or are we?
John, you don't know, so I'm going to let JJ bat for you.
Here it is.
And we haven't talked about this before
the
show.
No, you don't know it, but I'm going to be your lifeline.
You get it right, JJ, we're going to send John a ball cap.
John, I'm a little bit more than a guess, but I'm going to say happy as a lark.
I was going to say happy as a clam.
Well, you know what? That isn't what I'm looking for.
John, you're going to have a cold,
I tell you what I'll do, because you guys got a point. Those two expressions are also happy as a.
Yeah.
And, John, did you give us anything?
No, he said happy bunny.
Happy bunny.
Happy bunny.
Don't worry, be happy.
Well, now that I think about it, it sounds like happy as a clam.
Okay. I'm going to send you the ball cap, because that is a correct answer, but it's not what I'm looking for. We often use this. I tell you what, for a Mercedes Benz,
be careful,
John.
The legal department.
I'll give you one more shot.
Quickly texted me.
So we often use this saying or idiom to describe being very happy, and we all use it. And the answer is on cloud nine.
Oh, sure, yeah.
On cloud nine.
Yeah.
It threw me off because I was happy as a. That's where I was stuck.
Yeah. So if somebody says I'm on cloud nine, we all know what they mean.
Yeah.
Wonder where that came from. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I tried to research that. They're not really.
And are the clear. People on cloud eight jealous of the people on cloud nine?
Good point. Which that's not.
And how do you know if a clam is happy?
Oh, you can tell about that.
Can you?
Yes.
Yeah. They whip up on a man of war. They're going to be a happy clam right there, man. They survived. You know what
they
I'm saying?
They survived to do think whatever they do on another day.
Think about those man-o-wars. They could split up into like five different man-o-wars and come at you.
Can
you
they?
Yeah. Ask JJ. Am I right, JJ?
He's exactly right. Yeah. And if you ever go, if you have to do one of those pay-per-view things, it's ladies and gentlemen, in this corner.
You ever been stung?
No, I have not.
Been out of the Gulf and been stung by
jellyfish.
A jellyfish, and you go, I didn't even see it, you know, because it was a tentacle that broke off of a jellyfish.
Well, now, my wife and I, when we went to the coast, we went in October.
Right.
We, of course, walked on the beach. We hadn't been in a long time. And I grabbed her and pointed down, and I took a picture of it. There was a jellyfish there in the sand, but you could barely see it. A little
got to watch out for those dudes. Yeah. All right. Where are we with it?
Hey, I want to say the people that said you weren't learning anything watching that SquarePants show, you really have learned a lot.
I absorbed.
I see what you did there.
Absorbent as a sponge. All right. So we're at the point where John has won an AFR
yes,
ball
he
cap.
Has.
We're not quite
by
sure
default.
How he
by
won.
By default.
But we're
he's on cloud nine.
He's yes, he is. Hey, what's your question for us,
happy
John?
Happy as a man of war.
All right. Well, since y'all mentioned chickens and eggs, I thought, what are people with electorophobia afraid of?
Electorophobia? They're afraid of voting?
No, let's see. Electorophobia. They are afraid of chickens.
I think that's what he's.
Afraid of chickens. Afraid of getting electrocuted by chickens.
Are they afraid of chickens, John?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah,
that's a real word.
Yes, actually, a little deeper dive. you're afraid of having holding the chicken and getting electrocuted while you're holding
while you're holding the chicken.
Yes,
they got electrolytes running
like an
through
electric eel.
Oh, just terrible! It just chicken. Be. You want that written on your tombstone? I mean, really think about that.
Killed by an electric chicken
while you're holding a chicken, you got electrocuted. No, nobody. Hey, wants is, to go out like is that.
Ring a chicken's neck? Is that ring your neck? Is that an idiom?
No, I think
no,
that's
it's
an actual
something that description happens.
Of what you do.
Yes.
My mom used to, she said, they used
I watched my grandmother do it with my own eyes. She's a ninja. Walked along, be whistling, carrying on a conversation, swoop down, grab that chicken, go half a turn this way, a turn and a half the other way. It was all
your sweet grandma did that.
It was all over, but KFC.
Chicken never knew what hit him, did he?
All over.
Yeah.
In fact, the chicken was just going about his day, happy as a clam for about 10 minutes.
But then when they were in there plucking those feathers and stuff and doing all that, that was a lot of work just to get a chicken leg, you know.
Yeah. All right, John, thank
you,
my friend.
Well, let me tell you all about the three-legged chicken. No, I won't. Yeah. All right, John, we're going to put
you
on hold, brother.
Fear of chickens. People really have the fear of chickens, huh?
Yes, they do. I mean, imagine for good reason, sure. Yeah, I can understand that.
I'm trying to figure out what that's got to do with chickens.
What's that?
Electorophobia.
It's Latin.
Is thank you. Thank you, Tim. When all else fails, blame it on Latin.
Woo! Said the jock.
All right, we need to reset here.
Let's all reset. Right, let's go, should we go back?
Yeah, woo! We need to repeat our questions.
All right.
Quickly.
Yes.
Medicine.
Here are my questions. Borscht, I have to be careful saying this one. I can't rush through this one. Borscht, gazpacho, and tarator are soups with something in common. What mm-hmm. is that?
Now, that one old boy that got borscht back there in the 80s, he's wanting to be a Supreme Court justice, and they borscht him right on out of the court and kept him from being one of them nine hangmen.
He got borscht. All right, second question. The packaging of what candy bar declares itself to be crispity, crunchity, and peanut buttery? I thought that would be pretty easy question, but it's hanging in there. And then third question, how is white sugar converted into brown sugar? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question, NFL, they throw a flag. NFL referee holds his hand straight out, holds his arms straight out at his sides with his palms down. What is the call?
I thought that was at the airport.
Well, it's that too. No, he's got to have those. If he's got those orange lighted flashlight cones in his hand, so that's different. What does an NFL referee signal by stretching his arms out at his sides with his palms down? Second question, let's see. What does a linguist study? And I'm going to add another one. This is a little tough one. This early U.S. political party name may make you think of your hairdresser. You know, you know Republican and Democrat, but there are some other parties. This early U.S. political party name may make you think of your hairdresser. There's a little hint. And so what's the name of the party? The last U.S. president from this party was Millard Fillmore.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Millard?
Millard.
Millard Fillmore.
What a guy.
Yeah, I knew there's some Fillmores.
That guy was always happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I had a Millard.
When he won, he was on cloud nine.
Yes.
I had a Millard Fillmore.
You did?
Yeah, and people say as long as it was smooth ride, but they say, I bet you only got 8 miles to the gallon. I got 8 gallons to the mile. But now for a hoopty, it was a fine car, that Millard Fillmore.
I used to call the convenience store and ask them if they had Millard Fillmore in a can.
Well, let them out. Now, see, you're giving young people a wrong idea to start calling and doing and pranking folks.
Look, if an app's involved, kids ain't gonna be doing no kind of prank like in the old days.
You got Miller Fillmore in a can. You let them out.
Hey, is your refrigerator running? You better go get it.
Better go catch it. All right. So my questions are, what is the name of the fairy tale characters who lived in a house made of candy?
Boy, that ain't going to happen now that RFK Jr. is in there. None of that's going to happen ever again.
All right, number two. There's a stretch of beach along the Gulf of America between Gulf Shores, Alabama, and Panama City, Florida, Panama City Beach, Florida, and it's historically been referred slang as this. What is that stretch of coastline referred to as? I tell you what, we better not jump into another. How long? We got a minute and a half? Okay. JJ, we'll come back and go to James in Ohio after the break. We won't repeat our questions, but you got some events you're going to be speaking at?
I do. Thank you. This coming Sunday, I'm actually going to be in Locksburg First Baptist Church. I'm doing the Valentine party, a Valentine banquet on Sunday night, but that's for the members only. But months ago when we were planning it, they said, hey, since you're going to be here, will you speak on Sunday morning? So,
well, Valentine's Day is today.
Yeah, you can go a little bit over as long as you're close to Valentine's Day.
Right.
Yeah, so
I'm going to try that and tell my wife that.
You're invited. You are invited. Locksburg First Baptist Church this Sunday morning, and I hope to get to meet a lot of AFR listeners. It's going to be wonderful.
So when Diane asks you tomorrow why you missed – Valentine's Day, you're going to say, honey, it's Valentine's season.
That's right.
Yeah, Valentine's weekend.
As long as I'm within, a day or two, it doesn't matter.
And the flowers were half off.
Yes.
Don't say that. That's not a good answer. You're so cheap. All right, we'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on AFR. We'll go to James in Ohio and a slew of other calls when we get back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.